It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
All the resources we need are in the mind. That was Teddy Roosevelt. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am Robert Zink, your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, and I'm delighted to be bringing you this podcast on success, the wisdom of the Law of Attraction, and how it applies to your personal success. First, I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to this podcast and for giving it its popularity. I know we can reach more people with this empowering message. So thank you for paying it forward, and we'll continue on. Right now, this day, wherever you're at, whatever you are doing, I want you to love where you're at. I want you to develop a love affair with where you are at. You see, if you can feel love and passion and joy about where you're at right now, then you will feel absolutely more, much more, when your kingdom expands, as your success expands. I want you to get in touch with this feeling of excitement and passion and gratitude where you're at right now. Because that's the secret to attracting an even bigger, greater amount of success and happiness in your life. I hear people all the time say, well, you know, this is just a junker car. You know, so I don't bother washing it or cleaning it or keeping it up. But when I get a new car, man, I'm going to keep that car up. And inevitably, these people, when they get a brand new car, let it look like a piece of junk because they've developed that habit back in the old days when they had the junker. I remember as a kid, my dad was working two jobs, working very hard. And, you know, he did physical work back then. But every Saturday, we pulled out the hose and the bucket and washed the car. And trust me, it was nothing to brag about. It was like an old Mercury or something that was like 10 or 15 years old. It was older than who knows. And it was bright yellow on top of it, which was even more embarrassing. But that's all he could afford at the time. And that car always got regular oil changes. That car got washed and shined and cleaned all the time. And when we lived in a small three-bedroom rambler, that house was always spotless. You could walk in any room of the house and it was always vacuumed. The windows were always clean. There was never dishes lying out, never food laying around. None of that kind of stuff. He didn't say back then, well, someday when I'm successful, then I'll develop passion about having a clean home and a clean car. No, he did it then. And it carried over. As years went by, he was very successful in his industry. And he got out of the physical manual labor work and he ended up being a boss for some 25 or 30 people, but the same principles applied. You have to love where you're at first. Build it into something special. If you're living in a cracker box, make it the best cracker box on the neighborhood. That's how you develop this sense of pride and passion. And that's what takes you to the next level. You start attracting bigger and better things because you value what you have. The universe sees that. The universe can see, wow, this guy values what he has. So let's give him more. He'll value it even more. So right now, this day, I want you to love where you're at. That's a wisdom secret number one. Because you don't want to wait 5 years or 3 years to be happy. You don't have that time. Start being happy right where you're at. Start taking pride of ownership with whatever you own. Where you place your attention unlocks the possibility of manifesting more. So when you focus your attention on something, it's because you crave it. In other words, if you are a up-and-coming actor or actress and you crave being in front of the camera, taking your role to the next level, seeing what you can do with the most difficult role you've ever had, when you crave acting, you're looking for parts all the time. You're constantly looking for theater parts and television parts and movies, and you want to be in that role. You want to be expressing your art. You crave it. It's not that you are hooked on the ego part of it. Most people are not. It's that you crave. I keep thinking of a guy like Gene Hackman, who, I don't know how many movies this guy was in, but he just craved acting. Or like a Robert De Niro, as he has went from a young man to an older man, he has found parts that he could play. And at one time, it seemed like every movie had Robert De Niro in it because he just craved the work. Do you remember what crave is? If you didn't catch that podcast, that's where you want something so bad that you feel like you're just gonna get sick and die if you don't have it. That's the key. Do you crave being a professional? Do you crave having an incredible marriage? Do you crave having a love affair, the love affair of your life? Do you crave owning your own business? Do you crave serving your clients? Do you crave becoming a millionaire? If you don't crave it, it's not something you're going to attract. You have to crave it first. The word crave breaks down to character, responsibility, action, vision, and enthusiasm. And that last one is very important. Enthusiasm. When you are totally enthusiastic about everything you do, and there's no complaint, you're just excited to have the opportunity to do it, then you're craving. Then you're attracting. Then you're making a ton of money. Then you're feeling love like you've never felt before. Then you're enjoying life like you've never enjoyed before. Then you are on the road to personal success. Crave. Where your attention goes, energy flows. I'll be right back after this important message.
It's a fact. Most people want more money. It's also a fact a handful of people make lots of money, while most people work all their lives and make very little money. Are you tired of trying to stretch your paycheck? Are you fed up being broke? Would you like a new home, luxury vacation, and a new car? Are you ready for a life filled with money and prosperity? All the latest evidence on wealth building points to one major difference between the wealthy and the poor. Beliefs. Miracle Mentors and Alchemy Life Coaches Robert Zink and Rachel Haas have created a life-changing program called Money Like Magic. This easy-to-use program quickly helps you attract more money and build wealth by transforming your beliefs both consciously and subconsciously. Are you ready for wealth? Get Money Like Magic at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
I want to throw out a brief reminder that if you're enjoying these podcasts, be sure to subscribe on Blog Talk Radio or on iTunes. And if you listen on iTunes, hey, give us that 5-star. We really appreciate it. We work hard for it every day with a podcast for you. We're not just coming once a week and bringing a guest on and talking and blah, blah, blah. Every day, I'm in the trenches with you, belly to belly, face to face, with all the resistance that there is in life. And I'm trying to share the best ideas so that you can take them and move forward with your life, taking it to the next level. The next point I want to make, and this is really a kind of a cornerstone of success and wisdom. Success at its deepest level is a feeling. It's not a certain amount of money. It's not anything. It's not having the man of your dreams or the woman of your dreams. Success at its core level, it's like an apple. You get all the way down to the core. At its core level, success is a feeling. And it's a feeling of being complete. It's a feeling, here's the key word. I want you to memorize this word. It's the feeling of resourcefulness. That you can do all things. That you can create whatever you want. That opportunities are always coming to you. That money's just too damn easy to make. That love is flowing everywhere. That your business is expanding and growing. That you don't have to wait 5 years, 10 years. You can do it now. Success at its deepest level is a feeling. It's a feeling of happiness, completion, and most importantly, resourcefulness. Now, do you want to feel good? You can make that choice right now. It doesn't mean you're not going after your goals. So some people say, I don't want to feel good right now. That would mean I'm not going after my goals. Why not feel good right now? Nobody's guaranteed tomorrow. So why not feel good right this moment? Why not make a choice, an affirmation that you will feel good right now? That you will claim your success right now. Because the more you feel good, the more the universe is going to give you that feel-good feeling. And that's going to come in the way of a whole lot of stuff. From opportunities to an expanding business to a happy marriage to love, joy. All the things you really, truly hunger for and crave in your life. So the more you feel it, the more you'll attract it. Everybody's, well, that doesn't make sense. I feel crappy right now. My husband ran out on me. Okay, I understand that. But what's inside you? What is inside you right now? Are you committed to your own personal growth? Are you committed to your own resourcefulness? You know, sadly, I have people that will listen to this podcast when they've gone through a breakup. And as soon as they get back together, they stop listening. They stop reading. And their inner happiness dries up and they end up right back in the same place. Success at its deepest level is a feeling. Capture that feeling right now. Use some creative visualization and visualize that feeling and then live it today. You have the power to direct your own thoughts. Your brain is under your control, not someone else's control. How many times do I get phone calls and he makes me feel so bad? She really makes me upset. No, you make yourself upset. You need to take responsibility for your thoughts, because here's how it works. Listen to me very closely. If you don't get anything else out of this podcast, think of this. Your thoughts lead to your emotions. And it's the combination of your thoughts and your emotions that create your beliefs. and you act upon only the things that you believe in. So if you don't believe in something, you won't act on it. You won't take the action necessary to get the attraction. Thoughts lead to emotions, which create beliefs. We act on our beliefs, and that's what we attract. So at a core level, if we change our thoughts, bingo, we change the whole chain. Are you on top of this one? Okay. Okay, the next important wisdom of success is first you believe, then you get a chance to see. It's not first I want to see it, then I'm going to believe it. It's first you have to believe it, then you'll get a chance to see it. So if you decide that you're going to create something, or if you decide you're going to attract somebody into your life, your soulmate, for example, you better believe it with all your heart and soul. Because if you don't, you'll never get a chance to see it. Make sense? Finally, you are the physical extension of divine source, of divine energy. Whatever that is, whether you believe in source or you know, the quantum field or God, whatever you believe, you're the extension of it. Therefore, you are co-creator. You are an eternal being with no beginning and no end. You are co-creator. There's nothing outside your limitations. There's nothing you can't have. There's nothing you can't do. There's nothing you cannot create. You need to have that belief first. That's the thought that you need to adopt today. When you adopt that thought, you'll begin to emotionalize it. And when you emotionalize it, you'll begin to believe it. And that's what you'll act on. You'll take bolder, stronger, more powerful, more directed action. And the universe will act back and that's cool. That's called creation. You are a creator. Hey, I'm out of time, so you pay it forward. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you for all the kind words on iTunes. We'll talk to you soon. Have a great day. Bye-bye.